It's been almost 4.5 years since Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party was ousted from power in Iraq after a brutal reign of nearly 4 decades. Party leaders, operating more or less in secret in Iraq and in neighboring states, insist their supporters are a key component of the ongoing insurgency. Iraqi Ba'athist leaders rarely speak with Western reporters these days, but NPR's Deborah Amos sat down with a party spokesman in Syria and filed this report.
He calls himself Abu Muhammad, a medical doctor, a high-ranking member of Saddam's Ba'ath Party before the war. These days, he says he moves easily between Syria, Jordan, and Iraq, in contact with underground Ba'ath Party members and fighters on the ground. He's the spokesman for a group led by Izzet Ibrahim al-Douri, once Saddam's second-in-command, for the U.S. government an outlaw, with a $10 million price on his head for leading a faction of insurgents fighting American soldiers. Abu Muhammad wanted to talk about Iraq, and he criticized the testimony of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker to Congress this month.
It is a lie after a lie, because the actual facts in the ground, there is no electricity, there is no water, there is no business, there is massive destruction, there is fightings everywhere.
He was particularly dismissive of the security gains cited by General Petraeus in Anbar province west of Baghdad. Beginning just over a year ago, Sunni tribesmen in Anbar revolted against the extremist of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. The revolt has since spread to other provinces and to Sunni strongholds in Baghdad, where former insurgents are now helping U.S. forces in the fight against Al-Qaeda. Abu Muhammad insists these gains are short-term.
The tribes of Iraq fighting the Al-Qaeda and looks to be cooperated with the Americans. This is not because they are friends of Americans. No.
His assessment wouldn't surprise U.S. commanders in Iraq. Many acknowledge the alliance with the Sunni tribes is a friendship of convenience. But Abu Muhammad acknowledges that the Sunni tribes' turn against Al-Qaeda has split the insurgency. And for him, that's a problem.
From our point of view, that the priority should be directed against the occupation first.
He dismisses charges that the insurgency is a fight to reimpose Sunni supremacy and reverse political gains for the Shiites of Iraq.
I am Shia, and I am from Babylon. As you know that, I am a doctor. I have many, many friends. So I know the thinking of the people now.
What Iraqis want, says Abu Muhammad, is an end to the present government, an end to American and Iranian influence in Iraq, an end to Al-Qaeda, which he believes appeared in Iraq as a direct result of the American occupation. What Iraqis want, he says, is a secular leader who can unite the country.
Iraq cannot be governed without a strong man. So the Iraqis, in their history, like the powerful man, the strong man.
Insurgent leaders want a dialogue with the U.S., he says, but there are conditions. A timetable for troop withdrawal, but not an immediate withdrawal.
The good advice for the Americans are to sit with the leaders of the resistance and the Ba'ath to regulate the borders of Iraq, to regulate the security of Iraq, and then put a withdrawal program with the leaders of the Ba'ath and the resistance and go out, and then we will make with them good relationships according to the international law.
Reports of secret meetings between U.S. officials and insurgents loyal to Izzet al-Douri have been circulating in the region for weeks. Iyad Alawi, once Iraq's interim prime minister and himself a former Ba'athist, said he had arranged a meeting, but insurgent leaders deny that any talks have begun. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.
Thank you.